This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Moltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Moltz, and this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 322. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business services solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. And I want to welcome our new sponsor, CorpNet, which is one of the smartest, most affordable, and reliable ways to incorporate a startup business and ensure good standing and corporate compliance. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. Are you a visionary? Now, I know you keep thinking about how can I be a manager and a leader, but now you got to figure out, can you really be a visionary? Can you add that to your job description? Also, do you need an attorney for your small business but can't afford one? I'm going to show you a new way to get legal advice at the fraction of the cost. But first, you know, in American culture, 13 is not a lucky number. You're never going to stay on the 13th floor of the hotel. Well, you actually will stay on the 13th floor, but they're going to call it the 14th floor because 13 is unlucky for many small business owners. According to my next guest, only 13% of companies successfully execute their strategy. How can you be one of the lucky 13? Entrepreneur Dan Prosser has a new book out. It's called 13ers. Why only 13% of companies succeed? Actually, why only 13% of companies successfully execute their strategy? And how can you be one of the lucky 13? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Barry.
Well, Dan, I love the book, but I found what was most interesting is you start right off on the first page. You have this very inspirational quote from Rumi. It says, "Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I was wise, so I'm changing myself." And that seems to be a really strange quote from a business strategy book.
Yes, I can imagine. It is a strange quote, but I love Rumi, and I love what he says about life. And of course, why I put that in the front of the book was because I think that where we need to go as business, and what I found for myself was in business, was I needed to change myself before I could ever come to grips with helping my own employees. And this is how it's worked very well for me and for my clients in the past.
So one of the things that you say is that, you know, only 13% of the people actually get out there next to their strategy. And does it really start with you looking at yourself and where you fit in that whole either execution or lack of execution of the overall strategy?
Well, yes, but here's the thing. I think what happens is when people are struggling with their strategy and they it isn't working and they know it's not working, what they go to work on is they go to work on the strategy. And it's not the strategy that is typically the problem in not executing strategy. It's that there's typically a hidden conversation in every single organization, whether they're a 13er or an 87%er, that there's a background conversation that literally runs the business in the background. And we think we're running our own businesses.
Right. I think any experienced entrepreneur realizes that they're not necessarily running their own business. And let's get to some of these conversations or these memes, because I think that they're really important. One of them you talk about is that some of the conversations in the background are, it's not our strategy. I find that so interesting and really critical. And I think it's right on, because you laid a strategy here, but people in the company don't take it as their own, right?
Exactly. It does seem a little radical. And it is kind of designed as a way to catch people and wake them up to what's really going on. And so when people don't have an opportunity to contribute to the strategy that they're expected to execute, then people start thinking, well, I'm just being given this to do, but I had no say. I had no voice. I was unable to contribute. And so one of the things that I work on with CEOs and senior leaders is that one of the basic, fundamental basic behavior principles is to become contributable, mm-hmm. which is kind of a different word. But it means allowing people to make a difference with you. And that's why people leave companies, is they are unable to actually make a difference. So they go someplace where they are appreciated for the difference that they make. That's why people lose their best employees.
Right, and it's not really about the money. It's about what kind of contribution can I really make to the higher mission of the company. We're talking with Dan Prosser. He's the author of a book called 13ers, Why Only 13% of Companies Successfully Execute Their Strategy and How Yours Can Be One of Them. One of the other memes or conversations that you say that's happening inside the company along these lines is, what mission and why should I care? And I find that so important. No matter what you do, whether you distribute lights or you really have a restaurant, you've got to give the employees a reason to care. Why should they care about your mission? How do you get them to do that, Dan?
Well, the way that I coach and mentor senior leaders in that is I help them to understand how to become relational. So most businesses, we design our businesses to be pretty much top-down. And so it's a vertical alignment. It's more of a what we call an individual paradigm. And so what we want to do is we want to take that vertical alignment and bring it down horizontal and get people to be in a relational paradigm. Now, that is the future of business, is to become extremely relational. And that's why I have pointed out in the book the connection points.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got to connect, and connection is another deeper layer of engagement. So if you want to have an engaged, you know, team, for example, you've got to be connected. You've got to be hitting all the connection points and managing the right conversations to build that connectedness.
So let's talk about that connectedness, because so many times I see that the boss isn't necessarily connected to the people. And many times you say in your book, you've got all this gossip and toxic conversation going on, like, did you hear what so-and-so said about the other person? How do you fix or prevent that?
Well, when it comes to gossip, gossip is one of the most cynical things that goes on in an organization. It's toxic, and when it's tolerated...
And one of the most popular things that goes on in the organization,
and it's most popular,
unfortunately.
But... You know, if you can't say something directly to a person and you're saying it to someone else, it's gossip. And if as a manager you tolerate that, if that's a value that you tolerate, then you're going to have people undermining and sabotaging each other and competing. And that's the individual paradigm again. So, you know, a leader needs to be very clear about what his principles and practices are and what his values are, or her, and to be clear and direct about what the expectation is with the people that he's responsible for being related to. So you can't build relatedness with gossip. You cannot. But that's critical if you want to execute your strategy.
Well, you can, but it's not really based on anything good, right? Kind of like building relationships based on misery. It's not a good thing. The other thing I find interesting is that the manager tries to change things, right? Goes out there and she gets up there and she says, gives this whole strategy. And the people, as you say, in the back of their mind are saying, it's the same old story. How do I get folks out of that pattern of thinking?
Well, it's tough because, you know, we've probably, as a manager, heard her say the same thing over and over. And it's the same story, it's the same line, and we get pretty tired of it if we're working for a manager like that. Because there's a lack of inauthenticity about that. We're just going to try the same thing over again. And so it helps to be clear and ask people to contribute their view, their perspective of what they see needs to happen. You know, the answers in an organization aren't just with the leadership of the organization. I know that sounds kind of bold and confrontive a little bit.
But no, I agree with you. Okay. Yeah, it can't just be out there. It's got to be both ways. It's got to be involved with everybody in the organization, right?
Yeah, people have to have a say in the work that they perform. And that's not the normal way of doing business in the past. But in the future, we need to build that kind of relatedness within the organization, if we want to see breakthroughs occur within the organization.
And then the last question I have for you is that I think that builds on what you see a lot. One of the memes you talk about is the boss is watching, so just don't screw up. Where leaders really focus on not losing, then really building something that everyone can share.
Right. And when I think about that, as you say that, I think about the organizations where, in order to make things happen, rules get created. And it's really rules to be able to control other people's behavior.
Right.
And that won't work. It has not worked for most people.
That's absolutely right. Well, Dan, thanks for being on the show. The book is called 13ers, Why Only 13% of Companies Successfully Execute Their Strategy and How Yours Can Be One of Them. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up, do you really have, as a small business owner, what it takes to lead? Do you really have vision? Coming up, AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Russ Harper, taking a look at traffic. Out in DeKalb County, Route 72 remains closed in both directions between Irene Road and County Line Road for cleanup of the storm damage from last week's tornado. There's many closures out there in DeKalb County, so watch out for that. Out in Markham, there is a crash, 167th and Dixie Highway. This crash supposedly has injuries with it. Also on the northwest side, there's a crash, Fullerton Avenue and North Central Avenue. No reports of any injuries at this time. A few delays on the Eisenhower, both inbound and outbound. On the inbound side, stop and go from Ogden on into the Circle. Thorndale on in is 32 minutes, from Mannheim on in is 20. The outbound side, because the Bulls game just let out, downtown to Mannheim is 20, to Thorndale is 32. It's 44 degrees right now in downtown Chicago, mostly cloudy skies, and the temperatures have dropped drastically. Next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Breaking up can be hard to do, especially if it means breaking up with your old radio station. You know, the station you used to spend all your time with, the one you went everywhere with. Then one day, you woke up and realized your old station had changed. Yeah, happens. Good news is, now you're listening to AM 560. It's like a breath of fresh air. News, opinion, insight. All the things you're looking for in one radio station. Welcome to AM 560, The Answer.
The greatest business story is yours, and it's still being written. Whether your business has been around 20 days or 20 years, the Sage Summit Conference is the place to have powerful conversations with peers, leaders, dreamers, and doers, to be inspired by innovative ideas, people, and discoveries. Well-known speakers, fearless thinking, social scenes, just-for-you training, innovation, and discovery. Four action-packed days. What will your business story be? Find out July 27th through 30th in New Orleans to write this next chapter. Go to sagesummit.com to register. The journey into entrepreneurship is no easy feat, but the reward is like no other. Just ask entrepreneur Nelly Acow, founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, who's been a business owner since 1997. CorpNet can help you start a business, incorporate your business, form an LLC, file a DBA, and file many other important business documents in all 50 states. To get started, call their team today for a free business consultation. Call 888-752-0363 or visit CorpNet.com.
Hi, this is Kelly Mickley from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Our family started serving homes and businesses in the Chicagoland area 25 years ago because we knew there was a better way. Let us show you what clean really looks like. With our unique system that uses purified water, your carpet will look brighter, stay cleaner longer, and will be dry in just a few hours. I guarantee you will be completely satisfied or you don't pay. That is my promise to you. Our green certified products are safe for your family and pets. Schedule your appointment online today at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. This month, we are offering our radio listeners three rooms for $139, plus a free bottle of spot cleaner. Again, schedule online on your time when it's convenient for you at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com and enter promo code radio or call us at 708-599-5151. That's 708-599-5151. Give your carpet the executive treatment with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
A lot of small business owners struggle between what does it take to be a leader versus being a manager. But the additional struggle is, can you be a visionary? Can you really see what's going to happen in the future that's going to affect your company. Here to help is Rob DeYoung. He's an international speaker, writer, and consultant on strategy and leadership. He's the author of a great new book. It's called Anticipate, The Art of Leading by Looking Ahead. He also serves as an expert lecturer at one of my favorite universities, Thunderbird School of Global Management. He's calling in from Amsterdam, Netherlands. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barry. Thank you for having me.
Thunderbird is very, very close to my heart. I love that place.
Great. It's a lovely place, for sure. It's beautiful there.
So tell us about the struggle that a lot of small business owners have between being a manager, a leader, and a visionary. A lot of them can't even be a leader. How can we expect them to really be a visionary?
Well, it's a great question. I think in principle, with everybody in leading positions, you do play two roles. You're a manager and you're a leader, and those two roles are quite distinct. The manager role usually is very much focused on the short term, and the leadership role more on the long term, on things like inspiration and looking ahead. And I think that role is embedded in most of us. But the tough role, the tough part of that is that they both are battling for attention, and it's usually the manager that wins.
Right.
Because we're trying to deal with urgent matters first. So finding time to work on your visionary swing is definitely a challenge, not only in small business owners, but I think with every leader of all spans.
It's interesting you say that a lot of times the manager wins because they do focus on the tackle. So why can some business leaders see change that's coming and others are really blind to it?
Well, there are different approaches. I think there are different parts of your visionary side. There are certain techniques, obviously, that people apply, and the book has mentions a number of them. But it's also very much a mindset. So it's also very much a willingness to reframe your assumptions. It's curiosity. It's about open-mindedness, being willing to listen. And it's factors like that. It's not just techniques. It's also an existential open-mindedness to look ahead and to explore and to be imaginative and to be playful with reality. What gets some people ahead, who are much earlier detecting the early warning signals than others, who are very much focused on what happens today. And obviously, within that mindset, it's much tougher to identify the early warning signals of change.
So, Rob, how do you make space in your daily business life to leave room for imagination and to be curious?
That's a great question, because I think it's actually easier than it sounds. I think a lot of people have this image that in order to do that, you got to put your feet on your desk and look out of the window. But it's not like that. I describe a technique called future priming, which is a very effective, very simple way of working. And the technique there really is about envisioning changing realities. So, what are the things 3 to 5 years ahead of us? Now, this is not about predicting the future, because none of us can. But by the very fact that you, whenever you have that thought about what could be different, what could be challenging our assumptions in the next years ahead, I encourage people to write it down. And, I provide a particular format for that, but that's more format than content. But the moment you start engaging with that, because we all have these thoughts, you're kind of warming up your thoughts to start noticing the early warning signals that are on page 7 of the newspaper rather than on page 1. When they're on page 1, we all notice them. But how can you find those early warning signals that are usually quite distant? You won't notice them unless if you start what we call pre-perceiving the future. So, Immanuel Kant already said there is no perception without preception.
Mm-hmm.
So pre-perceiving the future is a very effective way, and there are very simple techniques to do that, which gets people to start seeing things earlier than other people see it.
So we're talking with Rob DeJong. He's the author of a book called Anticipate, The Art of Leading by Looking Ahead. Rob, a lot of people would really say that, I'm never going to be Steve Jobs. Certainly, he's one of the most famous people who was really a visionary. But what you were just describing is you actually can practice, just like other things, to become more visionary in your everyday business.
Yeah, you're right. And it's one of the barriers I very often face is the moment we talk about improving your visionary side, people immediately think, there's no way I'll be the next Steve Jobs, so why bother? But the funny thing is, if you start working on, let's say, if you want to start to play tennis, nobody asks your tennis pro, can I become the next Roger Federer?
Right.
So this is not about becoming the best visionary ever. This is about being more visionary and being more inspirational. And there are techniques to do it. Now, we do know from a lot of research that vision actually pays off. It's not only about it's not only about seeing things early. It's also about the fact that you're a much more inspirational leader when you have ideas about what's ahead, and people are much more likely to develop employee satisfaction. In fact, there is research out there. I talk about it in the book, that even customer satisfaction scores higher at those retail stores. We're not talking about Apple and Amazon. We're talking about retail stores here. You know, your boutique and pet shop. Those that are led by a leader that has a more inspiring view of the future, we call it a vision, but let's call it an inspiring view of the future, which is a bit more mundane, actually score higher on customer satisfaction.
You know, it's very interesting because I think that is really true, that customers and employees really want to buy into something that see that is greater than themselves or greater than really what's in front of them, right? I think that's one of the things that has made Apple so popular or visionary, is because they really could see them perhaps using an Apple Watch. I don't need one today, but maybe I need one in the future.
True. But you know what? I think one of the key insights I found is that I actually also, in the work that I do, in the teaching I do, I typically like to steer clear from those, let's call them over obvious examples.
Yes, true. So give us some less obvious examples, because I think that Apple is so overused.
Sure. Well, Apple is overused, but even Alan, if we talk about the Tesla, there are all these examples.
Right.
I talk about a company that not a lot of people have heard about. It's a company called Solar Roadways, which is a company that actually started with the brainwave, I would say, that solar panels are not just there to put on the roof, but you could actually make roads out of them. Now, your first reaction to that is a bit like, that will be impossible. You'd slip, or cars won't be able to hold a heavy truck. Turns out it's not like that. The technology is already out there, and it's a bit of a longer story, but eventually, what it boils down to, that if they calculated, if a third of U.S. highways had been made out of solar panels, and it's doable, this is not science fiction, this is doable, that system would generate three times more energy than the world needs. Because
wow.
If you're driving down, if you're driving from Las Vegas to Yosemite Park, you're driving for 8 hours on burning asphalt and doing not much more than carrying a couple of cars. Now, that asphalt could be actually solving a real problem. So these are examples which I get inspired by. I mean, these are ordinary folks. Well, no, ordinary might not be the right word, but they're not the larger than lives that we sit back and awe at. These are people like us. Let's put it that way.
Robin, what if you could actually charge my electric car while you were driving on that solar roadway? Now, that would be visionary.
Well, there you go. And that's the cool thing with vision. The moment you start getting these ideas, new things emerge in your head. And another part, just as you're doing right now, and I find that all the time, is the moment you can have that story, people get excited, people hook up with you, people get inspired by you, and people start adding to your ideas. So it becomes like a thing by itself that starts to live. But it does take somebody to kick it off, and I think that's where the book tries to give you some answers. How do you do that in a realistic way? And hopefully that helps people get onto that path. It's not a thing for only the larger than life. Don't try to become the next Roger Federer when you start learning how to play tennis. So don't put yourself at an ambition level of the next Steve Jobs when you want to become more visionary. But everybody can learn how to play better tennis, so you can also learn how to be better at the vision game.
And that's really what I find, is this whole thing with vision isn't about, again, as you said, becoming the next Steve Jobs or creating the next Tesla. It's really about connecting the dots and one building on the next. So, Rob, thanks so much for being on the show. Where can people get a copy of your book, and give us a shout out for it again?
Well, for sure, it's obviously available on the net. It's actually in the shelves of Barnes & Noble, so it should be
on
the
net. Don't sound so surprised.
Sorry?
Don't sound so surprised.
yeah, it's still out there for sure.
That's great. Rob, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Barry. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Well, coming up, do you need a business lawyer but don't want to pay a lot of money for it? Coming up next, this is AM 560, The Answer.
might be suffering from a case of station switcheritis. You know, that disease you get from switching back and forth between two radio stations. Symptoms include whiplash, vertigo, and a sore index finger from pushing the preset button on your radio. Luckily, there's a cure. Leave your radio on AM 560 all day, every day. You'll get the latest news, opinion, and insight about the stories that matter to you. The cure for station switcheritis is AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgartner. Nearly 700 feared drowned as yet another Libyan migrant ship capsizes.
Search and rescue operation is still going on. It is being coordinated by the Italian Coast Guard and Navy.
Sky News reporter Enda Brady. People forced from their homes due to a raging brush fire in Chino Hills, California.
We have approximately 300 homes that are under evacuation orders right now.
Fire Captain Mike Moeller says the drought means a shortage of water to fight the fire. Three people shot during a Greek cookout on the Delaware State University campus. They are in stable condition. More shots fired hours later. No one hit, no arrests. He was finally invited. Ringo Starr, one of the overnight inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Joan Jett as well.
I was really going to try not to cry and be tough, but that's a little overwhelming there. Thank you very much.
Jett's comments on HBO, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Russ Harper, taking a look at traffic. Out in DeKalb County, Route 72 remains closed in both directions between Irene Road and County Line Road for cleanup of the storm damage from last week's tornado. A few other closures out there in DeKalb County. Out in Markham, you have a crash, 167th Street at the Dixie Highway. This crash has been reported with injuries. Also, there's a crash on the northwest side. This one's at Fullerton Avenue and North Central Avenue. No reports of any injuries at this time. On the inbound Eisenhower, you're going to hit stop-and-go traffic from Ogden on into the Circle. Thorndale on in is 32 minutes. From Mannheim is 20. The outbound Eisenhower, the Bulls game just let out, so it's slow between Cicero and Austin. Old Pulse Office to Mannheim's 20, to Thorndale's 32. It's 44 degrees right now in downtown Chicago. Very cold, and it's getting colder. Next update's in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Four new employees. 20% increase in revenue.
Being one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage helps you achieve business milestones with cloud and software solutions that lead to deeper financial insights. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today.
For decades, maybe even centuries, entrepreneurs have been recognized for being the biggest player in the industry. But no one recognized the folks that have the courage to challenge the industry norms. Well, that's what the Rule Breaker Awards is about, and you can be nominated right now. Go to rulebreakerawards.com. That's rulebreakerawards.com. And nominate an entrepreneur for changing the industry rules. And hey, if you're a real rule breaker, you'll nominate yourself.
You have to be kidding me. What the? What? Really? No hot water? Not today. What am I going to do?
Sound familiar? If not, it will. Don't be caught in a cold shower when you need it the most. When your water heater's working, you'll never give it a second thought. When your water heater stops working, it's the only thing on your mind. Hi, Tony Shimeka, owner of Hot Water 911. Hot Water 911 has the largest inventory of residential and commercial water heater parts. All of our technicians are factory trained and certified. Whether it's your home or your business, you really can't live without hot water. So if you have any questions or concerns about your water heater, just call Hot Water 911 at 1-800-GO-HOT-WATER or visit hotwater911.com. And don't worry, help is on the way. Don't forget to listen to Going Home with Tony, that's me, every Sunday at 4 p.m. for answers to all your home repair questions.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, attorneys are something that every small business owner needs, but many are hesitant to ask for advice from one because of the cost. And then unfortunately, it's too late and they get themselves in trouble. Well, here with a new way to engage an attorney for your small business that is easy and cost effective is Matt Fossman. He is the co-founder of Up Counsel and serves as CEO. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Barry.
All right, so tell us how this works and how it might help small business owners.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we built at Up Counsel is equivalent to the world's largest virtual law firm, where what we've done is essentially taken great technology and matched it up with a community of independent solo practitioners and then rolled it all up together and make it sort of on demand, easily accessible to every small business owner if you have a smartphone or a laptop. Essentially, what you do is you simply tell us what you need, and then within a very short time period of you submitting a request into Up Counsel, you receive proposals from attorneys to complete the work or hop on the phone and get advice. They're all competitively priced. You're not paying for the expensive marble-lined lobbies of law firms or the expensive partner fees that most law firms have. It's really just sort of the pure hour of the lawyer that you're getting, in which case it becomes actually pretty cost-effective for any small business to get legal advice. And so not only are you getting the on-demand piece and really great legal work, but it's something that almost every small business can afford.
So I just want to make sure I understand what it is. So this is not a subscription-based service. Really, it's kind of like a freelancing type of thing where you say, all right, here's what help that I need, and then people bid for your business?
Yes, it's definitely not on the subscription end of things. We found that you could get a much higher quality group of attorneys working with you when they were actually able to set their own prices. We don't usually like to call it bidding. We like to call it proposals and introductions. All of the bids are blind, or the proposals are blind that the attorney they're submitting, so there's not a race to the bottom. Which is really great for the attorneys as well. They want to be able to submit a rate, which is actually great for them to actually make real money. But at the end of the day, it does come out to be very competitively priced for the small businesses.
So, Matt, when you said that as a blind, is it blind that we don't know which firm is accepting my bid, or we don't know the company's names?
Oh, gotcha. No, sorry. For the attorneys, when they submit a proposal to you, they can't see anyone else's price.
I see. Okay.
So that way there isn't a race to, drop it by a dollar or two against the other attorney. And that creates actually a little bit more of a collegiate kind of environment for the attorneys. And that's actually fantastic because then they can start relying on each other for information, for work, for referrals. And we really encourage that on the attorney side because a lot of these folks don't have a firm and the resources of a firm to turn to.
Now, a lot of small business owners that are skeptical and say, okay, I'm going to submit something there. And they're going to say, well, I could help you for this price. And then, of course, it's going to be a lot more. How do you prevent that?
So what's really fantastic about Up Counsel is that we have a really dynamic rating system. So every time you use an attorney on Up Counsel, you can give them both public feedback and private feedback where you get a chance to address some of these things. So, if, for example, if it was a bait and switch, you could actually rate an attorney in a certain way which would reflect the fact that you weren't happy about the pricing. And so over time, essentially, the quality and the type of attorney on Up Counsel improves just as more and more reviews actually occur on the system. Because frankly, the folks that have the best reviews on UpCouncil are going to get hired more. And usually those are the people that not only produce great work, but have a great relationship with their customers. And they're able to not only produce a proposal that's on point, but actually deliver on what they said they were going to do. And the other thing that's fantastic, and I think this is why lawyers and clients like working with UpCouncil, is that if you aren't satisfied with what's happened vis-a-vis the work that the attorneys have performed, we actually guarantee the work on UpCouncil. So there's that nice safety net there that a lot of small business owners take comfort in, knowing that, you know what, if something goes wrong or this isn't up to my standards or, you know, I'm overcharged by thousands of dollars, UpCouncil is going to cover me.
Now, is most of the things that are accepted there, are they fixed bid or is it, okay, I'm going to charge you $350 an hour and we'll see how long it goes?
You know, it's a mix. For a lot of things that are very specific projects, you know, a great example is, hey, I'm about ready to sign a rather large contract.
Or a lease or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's a very specific project with the scope of work is pretty well known. And things like that, you're going to get a fixed fee. But for a lot of business owners, they're looking for sort of an outside general counsel, mm-hmm. their go-to business counsel. And this is, frankly, one of the more common use cases for UpCouncil. And in that case, typically there's an hourly rate that someone is providing. You know, it can be anywhere from $200 to $300 an hour, depending on the expertise and how many years of experience you're looking for. And in that case, you know, you're going to be going to them over and over again throughout the month. And in that case, it's going to be on an hourly basis. But you can use UpCouncil in a variety of different ways, getting both fixed fee prices and hourly. And actually can work out very nicely as far as trying to meet a budget of yours.
Matt, thanks for the show. The website is www.upcouncil.com. Give it a try. Well, coming up in our next segment, isn't it a time that you get unstuck? Isn't you tired of having your business own you? I'm going to show you exactly how to take your company to the next level. This is AM 560, The Answer.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
Taking a look at your roadways over on the northwest side, a crash at Fullerton and Central. And in Schiller Park, you have Mannheim road work at the 190 extension. You could expect full closures at 7 a.m. for 15 minutes apiece. That 190 ramp from Mannheim is also closed with overnight road work. Over on the Eisenhower, you have some heavy stuff inbound from Ogden to the Burns Circle Interchange. Police activity at Racine. 32 in from Thorndale, 19 from Mannheim. Outbound side tightens up Pulaski to Mannheim. 22 out there, and 35 to Thorndale. Eden's inbound and outbound looking good. No delays on the Kennedy. Stevenson, Dan Ryan, I-57, the Bishop Ford, and the tollways are all moving well. 51 degrees and mostly cloudy right now. Clouds continue overnight with a low of 42. Chance of rain tomorrow and a high of 54. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
My proudest number is 2005. That's the year I started my business. It was just me for 2 years, and then I hired my first employee.
My proudest number is 20. Last year, I saw a 20% increase in revenue. We got our first six-figure check, too.
My proudest number is 36. That's how many new clients I've signed. And next quarter, I'll double it.
My proudest number is 42. I was 42 when I became one of the 9 million women business owners in the U.S., and I never looked back.
These are your proudest numbers, your landmarks of growth and success. Sage Cloud and software solutions help you achieve these milestones by providing deeper insights into all your numbers. So believe in them. Believe in your numbers. See what Sage can do for your business. Visit believeinyournumbers.com today to learn more.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. I've finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow, step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely, positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
For decades, maybe even centuries, entrepreneurs have been recognized for being the biggest player in the industry. But no one recognized the folks that have the courage to challenge the industry norms. Well, that's what the Rule Breaker Awards is about, and you can be nominated right now. Go to rulebreakerawards.com. That's rulebreakerawards.com, and nominate an entrepreneur for changing the industry rules. And hey, if you're a real rule breaker, you'll nominate yourself.
The journey into entrepreneurship is no easy feat, but the reward is like no other. Just ask entrepreneur Nelly Acow, founder and CEO of CorpNet.com, who's been a business owner since 1997. CorpNet can help you start a business, incorporate your business, form an LLC, file a DBA, and file many other important business documents in all 50 states. To get started, call their team today for a free business consultation. Call 888-752-0363 or visit CorpNet.com.
One of the first things you do when you know friends and family are coming over is panic. You need to clean up because your guests will remember if your home isn't tidy. So when it comes to your office space, the same holds true. You don't want your clients and customers to remember you for the wrong reasons. But who has the energy to maintain that great impression? Image One does. Image One is the difference maker when it comes to making that positive and lasting impression. The Image One team are your trained and certified cleaning impression experts for retail establishments, office and office buildings, schools, healthcare facilities, auto dealerships, and manufacturing. Image One is upgrading impressions all over Chicagoland. Call now for your impression evaluation with Image One, 630-616-1010. That's 630-616-1010 or online at imageonechicago.com. As the saying goes, you only get one chance to make that first impression. Make sure your impression is an Image One impression. Image One, 630-616-1010. Franchise opportunities are available. imageonechicago.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, small business conferences are finally making a comeback after almost dying out in the Great Recession 2008. They're really as popular as ever, a great place for small business owners to learn and interact. Early this month, Small Business Expo was in Chicago, and I want to welcome Zach Lesberg, its founder, to talk about the show and what were the big takeaways. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the conference in Chicago and what some of the big things you learned were.
Yeah, I mean, we just had our Small Business Expo, and it was fantastic. Bigger and better than we've ever had it before. It was our second time in Chicago. And Small Business Expo is the place for entrepreneurs, startups, small business owners, anybody that works for a small business. They come to this. They learn about how to operate their small business, how to grow it, how to make connections. And it really was a big success.
So Zach, what was really popular this year from your point of view?
Our workshops were a huge hit. People love going to those. Everything at our show is completely free. So it's a great, you know, educational opportunity. The workshops were packed. You know, we had anything from SEO to business planning and tax planning to how to doing Google AdWords or Facebook campaigns. And those were a huge hit. Of course, our exhibitor hall was packed as well, where we had different exhibitors and vendors showcasing products and services that could help their business.
And why do you think this is a good time to launch a business in Chicago? Why do you think the conference is becoming so popular?
You know, it's a good question. Everybody seems to ask that. But to me, I think it's just that everybody's got that dream to run their own business or work for themselves. They don't want to work for somebody else. And everybody has a great idea. So everybody wants to execute their idea. But what our show does is it separates those that are dreamers versus doers. That's a big part of our conference, is showing people how to actually execute their idea.
And so when you said you separate those two people out, how do you really do that?
Well, it's more, I mean, we don't actually literally do that, but people...
Right, you don't stand in two different lines, right? The doers go through one door and the dreamers go through the other door.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, what it is, you know, people come and they can see that they actually can start their business. They don't have to just dream it. There are actual tools at our show, you know, various different ways. You can go to the seminars, which talk about how to actually execute your business. You also have the vendors who have the products and services that you need to actually run your business. So it's more of, you know, us helping them along the way so they can jump right into it.
And so, Zach, what's your best 30-second advice for entrepreneurs that are just starting out? Because you meet so many of them all over the country.
Absolutely. I think the biggest and most important advice that I can say is don't be afraid and just jump right into it. It's, you know, it's one thing to dream it and to, you know, talk about this great idea that you have. Don't be a wantrepreneur. Actually do it. Take the time and write it out, create a business plan, and then actually execute it. You have to just jump right in and do it.
And so do you have a date for the show next year in Chicago yet?
We are going to be in Chicago next April, but the date and location is to be determined.
And where can people find more information about it on the web?
They can go to our website, thesmallbusinessexpo.com.
Zach, thanks for being on the show and cluing us in.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate
You're very
it.
Welcome. And thanks for joining us on Business Sanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One, Nextiva, and CorpNet. Special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffer, and our producer behind the glass, Debbie. If you're serious about getting your small business unstuck, give me a call, 773-935-5181, or email me at barry@moltz.com or www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck for a special AM560 offer. Isn't this the year that you move your company ahead and make the money that you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Barrington is celebrating its 7th